My name is Lee Hawkins. I've been a journalist for over 25 years. On my new podcast, What Happened in Alabama, I get answers to some of the hardest questions about how things came to be for many Black Americans and the truth that must come before any reconciliation can happen. I investigate my family history, my upbringing in Minnesota, and my father's painful nightmares about growing up in Alabama. What Happened in Alabama is a new series confronting the cycles of trauma for myself, my family, and for many Black Americans. Listen now.
Traditional revenue sources for public media, and really the media at large, are declining this year, and we at Marketplace are not immune to these trends. We're currently tracking behind target for this budget year. We are tightening up expenses, but the need for trusted, grounded, fact-based reporting is as pressing as ever. We can't cut back on our mission, so we are turning to listeners like you. Please step up now and invest in Marketplace. If you haven't yet given, now is the time. Go to marketplace.org/donate. Imagine if a school bus worked like a Tesla. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. First, in just over 7 hours, we'll hear from the guardians of interest rates about their inflation fight. The winking and the nodding from our central bankers is that they'll leave interest rates alone to let their previous hikes sink in. We'll see. Yesterday, there was music to the ears of the Fed team, with the Consumer Price Index rising at an annual rate of 4% in May, the lowest retail inflation in 2 years. Yet the cost of rent was up 8.7% in a year. That's a lot, but there are other data from real estate firms such as Redfin and Zillow showing rental prices cooling, Marketplace's Henry Epp reports.
When the Bureau of Labor Statistics measures the cost of rent, they include how much Americans are paying under leases signed months ago. But private firms like to measure the cost to sign a new lease now. And that second measure is looking more positive for renters, says Igor Popov, chief economist at Apartment List.
Market rent growth has really peaked already a year ago and has actually been cooling dramatically over the past year.
To be clear, rents are still going up, he says, just no longer at a breakneck pace. One reason for that? A lot of long-awaited new apartments are finishing construction, says Taylor Marr at the real estate company Redfin.
Now the new supply is here, and it's continuing to come. There's nearly a million rental units right now that are under construction.
But those new units aren't affordable to everyone. Most of them are geared toward middle to upper-income households, says Jay Parsons at RealPage.
The consequence to that is that there's still a significant housing shortage for low and moderate income households.
It'll take more government action and subsidies, Parsons says, to fully meet demand. I'm Henry Epp for Marketplace.
And some deflation in used car prices. Cox Automotive finds used vehicle prices fell 2.7% April to May. That's largely higher interest rates at work. Using Nielsen data, analyzed by a beverage industry consulting firm, Bud Light is no longer the number one beer in America. It's now Modelo Especial, according to the Wall Street Journal. This after some consumers took issue with a transgender person doing a Bud Light promotion. Marketplace's Nova Safo has more.
Anheuser-Busch's headache started in April when it sent a personalized can of Bud Light to transgender influencer Dylan Mulvaney, who has nearly 2 million followers on Instagram. The backlash, spread online, came from conservatives such as artist Kid Rock, who shot cans of Bud Light on an Instagram video. Anheuser-Busch angered even more people for how it handled that backlash, putting two of its marketing executives on leave. The company can ill afford the controversy. The highly competitive light beer market made up nearly half of the $120 billion in beer sold in the U.S. last year. That's according to research from Euromonitor International. Since April, Anheuser-Busch's stock price is down nearly 20%. The company's troubles come at a time of rising anti-LGBTQ sentiment across the country. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
Traditional revenue sources for public media, and really the media at large, are declining this year, and we at Marketplace are not immune to these trends. We're currently tracking behind target for this budget year. We are tightening up expenses, but the need for trusted, grounded, fact-based reporting is as pressing as ever. We can't cut back on our mission, so we are turning to listeners like you. Please step up now and invest in Marketplace. If you haven't yet given, now is the time. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
When you think of a yellow school bus, what aroma comes to mind? No, not that one. I mean diesel fumes. But that's changing with school buses going electric. As WABE's Molly Samuel reports, a nearly century-old Georgia company is on the vanguard of that shift.
Picture kids heading off to school. An early morning group toting backpacks and sports gear and lunchboxes waits as the big yellow school bus pulls up. Increasingly, though, the school bus actually sounds like this. School districts around the country are replacing their loud, old, more polluting buses with electric ones. And some of those buses are built by Bluebird in Fort Valley, Georgia.
These are the batteries right here.
Antonio Bryant teaches people to build the EV buses.
Pretty much everybody that come through here, I have a little hand in training them.
Electric buses are a growing focus for the company. Bluebird's senior vice president of electrification, Britton Smith, says about 6% of the company's volume is electric now, but he expects that to grow significantly.
The momentum has changed.
That's thanks to public funding aimed at tackling climate change and air pollution. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency is distributing $5 billion to school districts to buy low and zero-emission buses. The money comes from the bipartisan infrastructure law that passed a couple years ago. Smith says Bluebird will sell about $1 billion worth of electric school buses because of it.
What's interesting about it is that we're seeing orders from states that you would not expect.
Like Kentucky, Utah, and Nevada. Currently, Bluebird has capacity to manufacture 4 electric buses a day. But the company is building out a facility to be able to build as many as 20 a day by the end of the year.
For us, it's a pretty exciting time in our history.
There's also potentially changes coming for the workers. They recently voted to unionize, asking for better pay, work-life balance, and safer conditions. The union says with the company benefiting from federal incentives, it's only fair that the workers do, too. And it's notable that Bluebird is profitable with electric buses, says Mike Schlisky, a senior research analyst at D.A. Davidson.
There's a lot of flash, a lot of new companies don't turn before, and a lot of capital being raised. But the company that's actually doing it just as good as all of them, if not better, is Bluebird.
And Bluebird trainer Antonio Bryant says he can see his handiwork on the roads. His dad works in a rural Georgia school system and recently told him his district is getting an electric bus from his factory.
I do this so my hometown get one that I actually built.
His dad may be getting to drive one of his buses. He says that's kind of cool. In Fort Valley, Georgia, I'm Molly Samuel for Marketplace.
And in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. It's the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.